Welcome to the Destination Begin podcast. I'm your host, Kristen Smith. I've lost over 250 pounds. I've started my life over multiple times and managed to find humor, lessons, and joy in the process. And now I'm here, sharing those stories with you. Thanks for joining me. Hi, hi. Happy Thanksgiving. That was the other day. I hope you had a great holiday. I hope you had a great time celebrating with your family or friends or ignoring it completely, whatever is what you want to do. I have to be that non-controversial because I'm on a podcast that's published to the world. I intend to be world famous at some point, which means this podcast will be pulled up and analyzed like all of them. And then, you know, cancel culture, I could go right out the window. So happy day that makes you happy. In fact, I'm going to not say the word Thanksgiving now because my future career is on the line. Happy ordinary day that has no significance to me as a white person for any reason. The end. I got to spend a great time on the fourth Thursday of November. Happened to be a day where people didn't typically go to work. I don't know why. I'm not going to acknowledge. You see how ridiculous it ends up getting, you guys? Whatever. It was Thanksgiving, and I'm thankful as hell for it. So there. And we ate a turkey because we're animals. It was amazing, and it came from the forest of Whole Foods. Roy's youngest brother was in town, which was super cool. Roy's family lives in California. So we don't get to see his family a whole lot, just like we don't get to see my family a whole lot. But Nick and his wife Rebecca and daughter Mox came to Miami for a whole week. And so it was so wonderful. We got to go to their place. They stayed in a little condo on the beach, a few miles up north the beach. We got to go to their condo and sit down and have Thanksgiving with family. And they got a big spread from Whole Foods. So we had turkey and stuffing and gravy and mashed potatoes. And Rebecca put together a really nice fruit tray. I mean, like, for being on vacation, they hosted us so amazingly. My heart was just so full. I don't know these people very well, but they've all just welcomed me into their family just so warmly. And we've been around his whole family in all together a couple of times. And then we've spent time with Roy's twin brother, Rich, and his wife, Kathy, separately. But we've not spent time with Nick and his wife separately. And it's just such a different dynamic, you know, when everybody is in one place versus getting time one-on-one with family members. And so it was so nice to kind of get to know them just one-on-one without 20 people in a room all kind of talking at the same time and whatnot. So my heart was full. We got to FaceTime my family. We got to enjoy a turkey dinner, play some fun games. Nick is Roy's half-brother. And so Nick's dad, Roy's stepdad, has family that's in Florida. And because they're Nick's blood, Nick has kept in touch more with who they are and whatnot. But he invited his Aunt Arlene and Uncle Charlie. And so Roy had seen them a couple of times, but I, of course, hadn't met them. But I'm like, I don't care who's actually related by blood and whatever. It was so wonderful to say, all right, you guys are my family now too. I accept them wholeheartedly. They're phenomenal people. So my heart is just so full. Just, it was such a wonderful day. And I had just gone to see my family, so my cup was full having seen my family, and then we got to see his family, and it was wonderful. So I hope you had a day that you can say that about as well. It was a wonderful, beautiful day. It helps that we live on the beach, so it's, you know, it's summertime here all the time. Until today. Today it was so cold. I wore a hoodie and a stocking hat to the beach because it was so cold. It was awful. So we have winter on the beach for a few weeks. It'll be cold in the mornings off and on. And I'm in major protest of that, but what am I going to do? Move? No. So Thanksgiving was great. And, a few days before Thanksgiving, I got sick with some kind of a flu, which was such a bummer, but luckily it was short lived. So Roy and I have started our vitamin protocol like the geriatric senior citizens that we are. Having some coffee while I'm recording this podcast. So I had a lot of people reach out after my last episode, which made me so happy. I love when I hear from people. So I heard a lot of feedback from the last couple of them. Mostly people saying, I like when you talk about your life. I like when you talk about nutrition, but number one, be you. And so thank you for that. I'm going to keep doing that. So I'm gonna just going to be me. And then when I talked about my friend who kind of cut me out, I got a lot of people talking to me about that. Some people know who it is. Some people figured out who it is because they live here and they know the circle here. And they also were cut off from that person. So it wasn't as personal. But thank you for that. Just a reminder that we're not all going to be for everybody. And some people just aren't ready to communicate when their feelings get hurt. And the most important thing for me is to stay open and my heart soft so that if she ends up coming back to me and telling me what I did and asking me to fix it, that I am willing and open to making full amends. And so that's what I will do. Yesterday, I had to ride in an elevator with her in silence. And so yesterday, I cried for like 5 hours again because that was just really hard. But ultimately, what am I supposed to do, right? I just keep coming back to that. It's not knowable. I don't know what it is. It's really unfortunate. It really hurts my heart. It's like mourning. It's like grieving the death of a friendship. And I don't know the cause of death. But it's hard. But onward we go. Thank you for your support on that. And I've learned a lot through this whole thing. And I'm learning that clear is kind. And that when I have issues with people in my life, the kindest thing that I can do is bring it to them and ask them to make it right with me or to let them know how I'm feeling so that I don't end up accidentally or on purpose putting distance between people and myself. So lots to learn there. Being a human. So interesting. But some Thanksgiving memories. I love thinking about tradition. And our family, we have some stories that get told year after year. And if you are going to be with your families over the holidays upcoming, I encourage you to do some trips down memory lane. If it doesn't happen spontaneously, do it on purpose. Because when you're in a room full of people, think about this. You're in a room full of people and someone starts to tell a story. And all the people in the room have that same memory in their head. That is a moment in time from the past that lives currently in the present when all those people in the room are thinking about that moment. So everyone's mind is back there in the past, but bringing the emotion and the feeling into the present. That is a moment living on. It's so cool that we can do that. And you go outside and you tell somebody else that story. They have no idea. They weren't there. They can't relate. They don't know the emotion or the feeling. But you get in a room with family or with people that share those experiences and they go, oh yeah, I remember that. You are sharing a moment again. You're bringing the joy from the past to the present. You're bringing the laughter from the past to the present, the goodness, sometimes the sadness. You can bring it all into the present moment with other people. It's so exciting. And it's fun to hear how other people remember things too. We think we have it all figured out and like, this is how it happened. No, you can have four people that were in a room and they tell the story differently. It's fascinating. So some of the Beau family, I hate that I just did that. One of the first podcasts I ever started listening to regularly was Julie Bauer's Paleo OMG podcast. I love Julie Bauer. Her Paleo MG really got me started eating paleo and cleaning up my diet a long time ago. And she just got a really great blog. I highly recommend her, Paleo MG, Julia Bauer. But when she first started doing a podcast, she would do it laying down on the floor and she'd be drinking water and yawning the whole time and be like, I don't really care. And she would be like cursing. And it's called Paleo MG Uncensored. I'd be like, listen, you need to censor some of this. I hated hearing her drink water and I just slurped coffee and I'm about to do it again. That was very quiet though. But she would literally just start yawning. And she'd be like, I should probably like sit up when I do this podcast. I'm like, yeah, you should. This is awful. I stopped listening to it because I couldn't handle listening to her slug water and yawn. So all that to say, I now slug coffee. It's because I got a habit today. I'm super sleepy. All right. Anyway, couple of memories from my Thanksgiving past. Number one, when I was really little, we lived in this little house in Brooklyn Center, and it was very small. And the dining room was really small. And so it was a really big deal for holidays if my Aunt Donna and Uncle David drove up from Iowa to join us for a holiday, because our house was small and everything was like, you know, kind of crappy. Like, we lived in a kind of a crappy house and crappy green carpet. But my mom was so good at putting together a beautiful, full holiday meal. And she would get the dining room table, you know, pulled out, add all the extra leaves and put all the linens on it. And we didn't have like fancy table pads. So she'd put like sheets underneath the beautiful tablecloths and she'd get everything out. That was so nice. And I just remember it was such a big deal and so much work. And my mom was just so good at it. And as kids, we lost our minds when Donna and David came to visit. We were spoiled by them. They were super fun. My Aunt Donna is my mom's sister, and my Uncle David is my dad's brother. So my mom and Donna, a set of two sisters, married a set of brothers. So my dad and David have two other brothers, but this connection means that my mom's side of the family married into my dad's side of the family. So I have one side of the family. So a very small family. And while my dad's other brothers, I obviously know my other uncles, we were never as close with them because my mom's sister, her only living relative at the time I was born, married my dad's brother. So of course that uncle-aunt connection was the tightest, which has caused a lot of drama, let me tell you, because there's this idea of like, oh, you know, the other uncles aren't good enough and nobody else is good enough and Donna and David are special. And so there's all this angsty drama and I'm like, slow your roll. I don't really care. David and Donna were the aunt and uncle that came and visited us, that spoiled us rotten. My Aunt Donna and Uncle David couldn't have kids, and so they basically adopted my siblings and I as their kids. We didn't have a lot of money growing up. Donna and David were our Christmas, our birthdays. They gave us all of the things as kids that my parents couldn't afford to do. So when they were coming up to visit, it was like, what time is it? Have they left the farm yet? Because it was like a 4-hour drive. We were rabid animals waiting for them to arrive because they always had treats and good things, and we could tell Donna everything that had happened in our little tiny lives and she'd listen and we'd all be talking at the same time. And then Uncle David would take us to the sliding hill at the end of the street and go on sleds with us, and he'd let us put barrettes in his hair and climb on him. And oh my gosh, I don't know, they probably just cried their whole way to visit us, like just waiting to be assaulted by three children. But anyway, so this one particular Thanksgiving, I was probably 8 or 9. We could see when they pulled up in the driveway and the order was given. You kids stay in the house. Do not attack them. Let them get in the house because we would otherwise fly out the door and just they wouldn't be able to move. So we had to sit in the living room and just wait. Like, oh my God, there they come. We could see their head like pop up by the window as they climbed the stairs and got in the house. And then we could attack them. But it was this particular visit, we were on fire. So turkey dinner ready to go. We set this big, beautiful table. We all sit down. The tablecloth was like a special one. I remember that. It was a special tablecloth. So we sit down for Thanksgiving dinner and it's loud and crazy and we're having the best time. And all of a sudden it gets kind of quiet and my mom starts screaming, David, help her. And I look over at my Aunt Donna and she was choking. She had chewed a piece of carrot and it had gotten stuck and she was legit choking. Like, I need the Heimlich. But because we were all talking and making all of this noise, nobody noticed until my mom started screaming. But by that time, she was able to choke it up and she hurled vomit all over the table. And as a kid, when someone you love throws up on the table, this is awesome. This is imprinted in my brain. There's few stories my siblings and I all tell exactly the same. This one we tell exactly the same. It was imprinted into our brains. Aunt Donna threw up on the table at Thanksgiving. Thank God she was okay, because it was actually very serious. And when we bring this up every single time we get together to this day, even though I'm 45 and this happened over 35 years ago, My mother still says, oh, I was scared. She was really choking. And so my Aunt Donna and my mom still don't really laugh. Well, the rest of us are like, yeah, she threw up all over Thanksgiving, all over the table. So I don't really remember what happened after that, except my mom, you know, she pulled the tablecloth off so that, you know, we luckily had all these layers of sheets and things underneath to protect the table. We reset the table and we carried on like nothing had happened. But for the rest of my life, every single time they came to visit, we would ask one of two questions. Hey, Donna, are you going to throw up all over the dinner table again? And two, is this the tablecloth Donna threw up on? For the rest of our lives. So that's the story. That's the favorite Thanksgiving story. She was none the worse for wear. But we loved having them come. And some of my fondest memories of my whole life were going to their farm in Iowa. It still is. I went there last week when I was home. And then when they used to come up and stay with us. Once in a while, they would stay overnight. And that was like, that was phenomenal. In fact, Thanksgiving, they often would stay overnight because then my mom and my aunt would do Black Friday shopping early morning. And my poor Uncle David would have to babysit us kids. And he still tells the story of how we climbed on him and pummeled him and wanted to wrestle. And the poor guy just, I mean, it was tough. We were tough on him. We love Uncle David, and he was our climbing jungle gym beanbag, punching bag. I feel so bad, but he still is. I mean, I would totally climb all over him right now, even if I could. I should try that. Just climb on his lap and be like, we still chant our very, very complex Donna and David chant, which is Donna and David, Donna and David, every time we pass the Welcome to Iowa sign on Highway 4. So there you go. There's a Thanksgiving memory for you. I have another one. This one is also funny, but not funny. So my sister, when she eloped, when she was 15 or 16, I forget, she took off and got married. And it was it wasn't great. I have a whole podcast about that, but they took off and got married and it was horrible. It was like, it's devastating. Like, I wake up in the morning, she's gone. Her room is empty, her dresser drawers are empty, and there's a pile of letters. I have left to marry Paul and screw all of you. We are leaving Cult Church. We are going to be married. We know better. It was awful. And they came back from this big elopement thing after Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving that year, my parents were under this blanket of being shamed by their daughter. And, you know, the church shamed them. How, you know, it wasn't like, oh my goodness, Rachel made a bad decision. It was like, Alan and Barb, you are terrible people because you have a child who did this. It was just awful. You know, they didn't know what they were doing. It was all very unprecedented. There's no blame to be placed anymore, in my opinion. It was just an unfortunate situation that nobody knew how to handle, and a lot of bad decisions were made all around. Anyway, I say that now because I've forgiven everybody so thoroughly that I don't even want a hint of any kind of angst thrown back at anybody, because everybody was doing their best. Anyway, so that Thanksgiving, oh, that's the sound of the door. Roy just got home from a run. I didn't tell him I was podcasting. You can make noise, honey. It's not really fair. Anyway, so this was the first Thanksgiving where we did not go to Iowa to celebrate with Donna and David, and they did not come visit us. In fact, I don't even know if we had told the Iowa relatives, because there was this whole thing of like, when do we tell people? Anyway, I will never forget sitting at the kitchen table having Thanksgiving, and my mom had made like a little turkey and like thrown together a little thing of like, we must just at least have stuffing. So here's the obligatory stuffing. Here's the obligatory mashed potatoes. We're going to eat this meal. And it was silent. And it was so stressful, and it was so terrible, and there was nothing to be thankful for. So that's the stark contrast. Worst Thanksgiving ever. Anyway, spoiler alert, they came home. They weren't really married. Eventually, they had to go get actually married, and then life happened. She stayed married to him for a long time. She had my niece. They got divorced. The end. So those are my Thanksgiving memories. Aren't you glad you got to come down memory lane with those Thanksgiving memories? I am. A little fun little facts about Thanksgiving. My mom decorates her house in Canada goose with little blue ribbons around their necks. It's like her whole decor. And at Thanksgiving, there was all these little chipmunks in pilgrim costumes sitting around. So little pilgrim chipmunks and squirrels and little pumpkins. That was the decor. And so that's burned in my head. So I know that now we're supposed to hate pilgrims and stuff. I don't really know. I don't read about it. I'm not woke. If people want to get upset about everything that happened, then I'm totally supportive and I will pat you on the head. I personally cannot muster the energy to get upset about anything around Thanksgiving, and that is my right as a human. I'm just grateful, and I'm grateful for my memories, and I'm grateful that you got to hear them all. So the KristenExperience.com is live, and this is my new website that has on-demand coaching videos with me. So if you're like, I kind of want to work with Kristen, but I don't want to have a free phone call and I don't want to spend a lot of money and whatever it is that you think about when you think I'm not going to actually work with Kristen, now you can go online, you can sign up, you don't have to talk to me. Sign up and then it's on-demand videos. You click play and it walks you through, here's the intro, here's how you calculate your calories, here's your protein goal. And then it walks you through the four levels for each of these things that you need to master to have a healthy lifestyle. So a healthy lifestyle is calorie control, protein consumption, hydration, and movement. In order to live a happy, healthy life in your body, you need to be controlling your calorie intake. You can't eat everything and anything and eat copious amounts of food and be healthy. Protein, you have to get adequate protein. Water, you have to drink adequate water. And movement, you have to move your body. So this new program is awesome because you can just follow through these videos, calculate your where you're starting, and then start working on honing in the next level up from where you are. So I say it all the time, start where you are, move closer to ideal. On this program, you say, okay, protein, I'm not eating any protein. Well, I'm gonna tell you, then you're gonna start at level one, you're gonna work on getting 60 protein grams in your day. Once you have that mastered, what's level two? I tell you, all right, now you're gonna work on getting 100 grams of protein in. So you're gonna work on that and you're gonna master that. There's all kinds of information and nutrition videos in there on how to get good protein, what constitutes good protein, ideas, tips and tricks on getting it into your diet. Same with water. So let's say you already drink a gallon of water. All right, you don't need to change that. Just continue that habit. Movement, maybe you're getting 4 days a week of movement in. So you're starting at a level two. What's the next level? How do you increase your movement? All right, well, that's 45 minutes, 5 days a week, and a couple of those days are intense. I'm gonna work on doing that, getting that honed in, then move on. That's this on-demand program. So you can sign up and do that, master that, work on that between you and yourself. There's worksheets in there and there's videos, and then there's a community. So you can go in the community, and I have a weekly call with my community where you can pop on and hear a coaching topic with me, Q&A, ask questions, get support and accountability. So it's like being in one of my big group programs, except the cost is very low and you can just sign up online, go on there online. You don't have to have a call and feel like I'm gonna sell you something. You can just start now. TheKristenExperience.com, if you use coupon code Thanksgiving, you can start for 10 bucks. All right, so your first month is $10. So if you don't have $10 to invest in trying something new, working with me and getting a jump start on changing your lifestyle, then there's nothing out there that's ever gonna be that affordable. All right, 10 bucks for your first month, code Thanksgiving. Go to thekristenexperience.com, use that coupon code and get started. I'll see you in the community. I'll get to see you on our group calls. I'm excited for this to grow. I'm excited for it to take off. This is the solution. This is the thing I've been working on for so long, and I'm super excited. This is what you're going to hear about from me going forward. Everything is going to be launched from here. It's never going to be this inexpensive again. It's ridiculous that I'm offering it at this price because of the tons of time and energy and the money that it has cost to put it together. But I believe in it and I wanna help as many people as possible, and I don't want money to be the reason why people choose to stay stuck. I don't want it to be the reason that you stay stuck. So, thekristenexperience.com, log on, sign up, get started right now.
as we're coming up to the end of the year, we have an entire month left of 2023 to use as practice. Now, it's the busiest time of the year for most people. There are a lot of temptations and holidays and travel. So it's a good time to practice some things. Because if you can perfect a few things or learn a few things or implement a few things in December, in 2024, when life is not as crazy, it should be easy. So if something doesn't work in December, you can say, all right, this might not be sustainable the whole year either. It's just a good time to practice some things, to pay attention, and to implement. So looking ahead at 2024, a few questions for you to ponder so that you go into the new year with intention. I'm not a big fan of New Year's resolutions, but I know that they happen. I'm a big fan of setting goals, intentions, and to just do daydreaming to say, 1 year from now, what do I want to be able to say about my life? And then work backwards from that. So I'm not saying I'm against New Year's resolutions. I do all of these things. But it's important to start with clear intentions on what it is you're after so that you can create goals and resolutions and changes that will get you what you want. So first of all, first question to ask yourself about 2024, how do you want to feel? How do you want to feel in your body? How do you want to feel in your mind and in your heart? Get very specific here. Write these things down. For me, how do I want to feel in my body? I want to feel strong. I want to feel healthy. I want to feel athletic and active. So in order to feel that way, I know that there are things that I'm going to have to do. So this is going to fuel some of my decisions. I want to feel good in my skin. I want to feel healthy. I want to feel active. I don't want to have any injuries. How do I want to feel in my mind? I want to be focused. I want to feel like I'm following a path that leads me to my goals. I want to feel focused more than anything in 2024 for me. Focused. I want to keep my vision right in front of my eyes. That's me. How do you want to feel in your mind? The third part, how do you want to feel in your heart? I want to feel relaxed in my heart. Dr. Joe uses this in meditations a lot, to be relaxed in the heart. What does that mean for me? I want to be relaxed in my heart. I want to feel free to give love. Because I know it's coming back to me, because I know it's what I'm made of. I want to feel relaxed in my heart. So ask yourself those questions. How do I want to feel? Get specific. How do you want to feel in your body? How do you want to feel in your mind? How do you want to feel in your heart? Question number two. What do I need to do to get what I want? So what you just decided that you want to feel in your body, mind, and heart, what do you need to do? This question gets broken down as well. Are there habits in your life that are leading already to what you want and how you want to feel? If there are, double down on those. Write down, what are you already doing that is going to get you there, that's going to make you feel good, that's going to make you feel how you want to feel in your body, mind, and heart? What are you already doing? How can you double down on those things? How can you make sure they continue? It's so important not to drop off and let go of things that are serving us in favor of grabbing new things. So for me, I want to do all the things. I hear something is new and big and shiny. I want to try it. Sometimes I do it and then I drop things that were already working for me. I don't want to do that anymore. So for me, it's important that I notice what is working. What am I doing already that I feel really good about that's getting me what I want? So what are you already doing that needs to be doubled down on, prioritized, kept in your life? And then part two of this question, what do you need to add to your life, to your schedule, to your routine that is going to get you how you want to feel? So if I want to feel strong in my body, what do I need to add to my habits? Well, I already know I need to add some stretching. I need to add some mobility. I keep saying it. I do it a little bit. I don't stick to it. I need to schedule into my schedule, some kind of regular stretching, yoga, mobility work. If I want to feel strong in my body, I want to feel focused in my mind. What do I need to add into my life habits? Well, I need to have more connection to my vision. I need to read my vision statement. That's a habit I need to incorporate into my life. How do I want to feel in my heart? I want to feel relaxed in my heart. I need to add more time giving to others. That's going to get me how I want to feel. That's what I need to add. The things that I'm already doing, making sure those stay on my schedule, and now I'm going to add those things. Now, the last part of this question, what needs to go? What am I doing that is directly interfering with me feeling how I want to feel? I, for a while, gave up diet soda. I felt really good. Guess what's crept back into my diet? Diet soda. And when I drink diet soda, I don't feel strong in my body. So guess what needs to go? Diet soda. So now this isn't a thing of like, oh, I need to give up diet soda in the new year. I have a New Year's resolution. I'm not eating, drinking diet soda. No, this idea is coming from how do I want to feel? Now it's not just an idea and a resolution. It's I want to feel strong and athletic and powerful in my body. So I need to stop with this diet soda situation. So those types of things, what's in your life that's getting in between you and what you want and how you want to feel? Notice it, make a list. That's getting in the way of my how I want to feel in my body. What's getting in the way of me feeling how I want to feel in my mind? Well, for me, you know what sidetracks me? Social media. Comparisons. wasting time with people that drain my energy. There are people that I spend time with and talk to and I'm around that drain my energy. That keeps me from being focused. I want to feel focused. I want to be focused in my mind. Those things have to go. My heart. What is interfering with me feeling relaxed in my heart? Now, this one can be very complex, but this is another place to find out what needs to go from your life, from my life. This is a really great way to get a clear list of what you're doing well, double down on it, what you need to be adding to your life, get it on your schedule right now, and what needs to go, cut it out immediately. Practice those things in December. So my list that I have just created live on this podcast, I'm going to start in December because I'm going to be busy in December and there's going to be lots going on. It's the perfect time to see if I can find a way to make these things happen even when I'm super busy. Because if I can make it work even when I'm super busy, that means I have no excuses in 2024. It also means that I'm going to hit the ground running in 2024 and have all of this stuff figured out on December 31st and already know what is required of me to get everything that I want and to feel how I want to feel. That's as complex as you need to make it. There's some food for thought for you as you enter into December. Ask yourself those questions. How do I want to feel in the new year in my body, mind, and heart? What needs to be doubled down on? What needs to be added? And what needs to be removed from my life? Let those questions guide you. Implement them or remove them or double down on them now. Practice it before the new year comes and you'll be ready to have an amazing year ahead where you feel how you want to feel and you get everything that you want. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast. I'm so excited you're here. If you want to interact with me, go ahead and send me an email, Kristen@KristensmithOnline.com. Follow me on Instagram, The Kristen Experience, and make sure you share this podcast with a friend. That's all I have for you today. Have an awesome week. We'll see you next time here on Destination Begin.